3-2.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it. You know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Lately it feels like I'm treading water. I ain't
like I'm going under. I can't help but feeling overwhelmed. But even when the wind blows on every side, I know there's a sun behind the darkest skies. I can feel your hand already holding mine. It's just a matter of time. You're still my heart, you're still my soul. I need to take some time to catch my breath. I give up, I'm letting go. You take control, so let me breathe again.
Breathe again.
You let me breathe again.
Breathe again.
You let me breathe again.
I don't know what I would do without you. 'Cause anytime I take control, I fail. Jesus, I know that you're always faithful. I'm never walked alone and never will.
But even when the wind blows on every side, I know there's a sun behind the darkest skies. I can feel your hand already holding mine. It's just a matter of time. Feel my heart, you steal my soul. I need to take some time to catch my breath. I give up, I'm letting go. Take control to let me breathe again.
Breathe again.
You let me breathe again.
Breathe again.
You let me breathe again.
You let me breathe. You let me breathe again.
You let me breathe. You let me breathe.
That is Lynn D on Your Hope 103.2. Hey, I'm Ben. Yes, we are normally found hanging out on Monday to Friday. Hope mornings between 9 and midday. I'll see you there on Monday. I do sound chipper, but this week I was less so when I was reading a pretty heartbreaking story out of Adelaide about Paul, his wife, and their 38-year-old son, Michael. Paul and his wife wanted to move into a retirement village, and they wanted to bring Michael with them. Michael has cerebral palsy. They care for Michael. But the retirement village said no due to an act, regulations around who they can care for. They said they're not set up to care for anybody under the age of 55. Now, I get that not every care provider in Australia can care for everybody in Australia, but the extenuating circumstances here. And as Paul shared with ABC Radio in Adelaide, seems like he feels that he's being treated as if they're trying to game the system in these housing unaffordable times. It's like he's trying to, quote unquote, sneak his son in to get away with something. But clearly, that's just not the case. On the surface of it, at very least, that's not the case. His parents, Michael's parents, trying to care for their adult son with cerebral palsy. I don't know what the solution is. I can see the retirement village and where they're coming from, but just this particular situation that this family is in, you would love to think and hope and pray that a fitting and loving and caring solution can be found for them, all of them, together. Hope 103.2, this is Sting.
Coffee, I take tea, my dear.
toast on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue. A walking cane here at my side.
I came here with a broken heart that no one else could see. I drew a smile on my face, the paper over me. But wounds heal when tears dry and cracks they don't show. So don't be so hard on yourself, no.
Let's go back to simplicity. I feel like I've been missing me. But not who I'm supposed to be. I felt this dark just hold me. We all get there eventually. I never knew.
And hell's a place that everyone knows. So don't be so hard on yourself, no.
Let's go back to simplicity. I feel like I've been missing you. But not who I'm supposed to.
Hope 103.2.
Trying to make a joke of this, but I did think of Ghostbusters when the Ghost app was busted during this week. I'm Ben on your Hope 103.2. That was We the Kingdom before hearing the legendary Ghostbusters theme. And yes, I'm not trying to make light of this. The opposite. Hats off. Like, a massive congratulations to everybody involved in bringing down Ghost, an app I'd never heard of. I presume you hadn't either. It was developed for criminals, allegedly here in Sydney, by a guy who built an app that supported criminal activity all around the world. Just amazing effort to all the law enforcement authorities and officials and agencies that banded together to bust Ghost. Fantastic work.
Sydney's Hope.
132.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call Austip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Austip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Austip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at austiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Hope 103.2.
Sharing with us what he knows, shining eyes are big and blue, and all around him water flows. This world to him is new, this world to him is new. Too touchy face, kiss a smile, new eyes see no rays, the essence of a child, the essence. It is a rock, smoothed over by a stream, and no ticking of a clock truly measures what that means, truly measures what that means. And this thing we call our time, heard a brilliant woman say, she said, you know, it's crazy how I want to try and capture mine. I think I love this woman's way, I think I love this woman. Here's to looking back. Just get these demons off my back. 'Cause I want to shimmer, I want to shine, I want to radiate, I want to live, I want to love, yeah.
to try and learn not, not to hate. Try not to hate.
Such a worthy cause.
Hope 1032. The sky's alive with the burning light. You can mark my words, something's about to break. And I found myself in a bitter fight. And I felt your hand through the darkest night. Don't know where you're coming from, but you're coming soon. To a gift from Morgan. Wave of California, all of this more than I've ever known or seen. Come on and we'll see, like we were free. Push the pedal down, watch the world around fly by us. Come on and we'll try, one last time. There's nothing left to choose. And here we go. There's nothing left to lose. So pack my car and I headed east, where we felt your fire and sweet release. There's a fire in these hills that's coming down. And I don't know much, but I found you here, and I cannot wait.
attention to a kid from Oregon, away of California. All this is more than I've ever known or seen. Come on and we'll see like we were thinking. Push the pedal down, watch the world around fly by us. Come on and we'll try one last time. Choose. And here we go, there's nothing left to lose. I can still hear the trains out my window, from Hobart Street to here in Nashville. I can still smell the pomegranate strain. We were free. Push the pedal down, watch the world around fly by us. Come on and we'll try one last time. To choose. And here we go. There's nothing left to lose.
G'day, my name is Ben McKechin. That's Matt Carney on Hope 103.2. Have you ever wondered how something got to be where it is? Like a statue, for example, that's out in public. Like the very famous Lion of Venice bronze alloy statue, you know, in actual Venice, the lion that's got wings on it and it's on a pedestal. I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure also you've stopped to wonder, how did that statue get there? And there's been some recent testing done on it, and allthat'sinteresting.com is updating us to let us know that it seems like the statue was shaped out of copper that was from mines in China. In China, mined about 618 to 907 AD. What? So, what? Like, what? How? The lion came from China and ended up in Venice? What?
Hey, it's Brendan and Danny Bell from Hope Brekkie. Did you know we have a podcast?
I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. For all the bits or mornings that you've missed.
The laugh out loud moments, the real life chats.
That's Hope Brekkie.
And you can subscribe and rate us with Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or the Hope 103.2 app.
Oh, she does.
You're welcome. Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
Are you looking for a church to call home in Sydney Southwest? Station sponsor Inspire Church wants to welcome you with open arms. It's a vibrant, Christ-centered church with spirit-filled worship and preaching from the life-changing gospel. Families will find a welcoming atmosphere at Inspire with an exceptional Bible-based kids program and a cafe for food, coffee, and fellowship. For more information, visit inspirechurch.com.
Here's Carl Faze with the Daily Nudge.
In 2009, international recording band The Fray released an insightful track called You Found Me. The song lyrics are actually great theology, not about God, but humanity. The song opens with a very intriguing stanza. They write, "I found God on the corner of First and Armistead. I said, where you been? He said, ask anything." If God gave you the opportunity to ask anything, what would you say? If you're like most people, you want to ask where God is when it all goes wrong, when the weak are abandoned and evil prospers. The phrase does not try and answer this question, but the second key phrase resounding through the lyrics is, "You found me." God finds us in our confusion, pain and disappointment. God stands with us, reaches into the darkness and finds us in unique and powerful ways.
Carl Faze for DailyNudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
There's a fight between my heart and soul. When my pride tries to take control, it's hard to see what I was meant to be. And we are living in a world without a cause, and there's a need that seems impossible, but I can't hear, I hear you calling me to raise a banner of love up high in the city streets. One hope for all the world to see.
Keep at it, Sydney.
Turn.
forever. No, I don't want to wait forever. In the confusion and the aftermath, you are my signal.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with would it be a sin? Oh, if I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so we go. Take my whole life too. Oh, for I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so
whole life too.
That is Hayley Reinhart on Hope 103.2 this Saturday. And hands up, who wants to see C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia live on stage? Yep, that's everybody's hands. I get that. You can in the school holidays between October 2 and 12. The Magician's Nephew will be at the Greek Theatre at Marrickville. Amy Jamieson is directing, and I asked Amy, okay, so if you're going to stage Chronicles of Narnia, why wouldn't you start with The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe?
Well, yeah, it is the most famous, I guess, and it's the one that most adults and kids would have read or perhaps even watched. But we wanted to introduce our audiences to the whole of the series because each of the novels are so gorgeous and so beautifully written. And so we thought we would start with something a little less obvious, but it's also the first one in the linear story. So it wasn't the first one that Lewis wrote. It was actually the last one he wrote, but it is the one in the chronological series, the first one.
It's effectively a prequel, isn't it, Amy? And it was a prequel written yonks before prequels started becoming popular. Origin stories are like all over cinema nowadays.
That's right. Yeah, it is the prequel, and it tells you about how Narnia was first created and who the initial characters were and how a lot of the things first came into being. So it's really fun and interesting. Yep.
How difficult is it to put onto stage the creation of Narnia?
Oh, sure. It's been a real challenge. We're in the middle of rehearsals at the moment doing that. It is a challenge because it's just about things coming into being. And of course, there's limitations on stage for doing that. But we're trying to make that as magical as possible and as beautiful as possible with lots of gorgeous sound. And we're having the score of the show composed by a lady called Ebony Tate. She's composing it for us. And so we're hoping through music and lighting and other technical things we can create that in a beautiful way for the kids.
Beyond the experience of it, what kind of messages or themes come through in The Magician's Nephew that you would love for particularly the kids to take away?
Oh, well, I think our main aim for this show is that we would love to expose a new audience to the Narnia series. We would love a new bunch of kids and their grown-ups to come away from watching our show and want their mums or dads or grandparents or, yeah, nans and pops, whoever brought them along, to read that story to them. So that's our big aim, is to expose that audience to Lewis's works if they haven't yet already read them. In regards to themes, I think there's some really big themes there. Of course, there's the theme of creation and beauty in what God has made, but there's also the theme of forgiveness, which I think is a really good one. It's a big one there for Diggory. And there's also the theme of worry, I guess, or feeling of helplessness that often children can have when things aren't going well in their house. So yeah, there's some really good deep themes in that story too.
And you're also, as part of the season of The Magician's Nephew, going to be having sensory friendly performances. What does that mean?
This is something that's very close to my heart. Two of our shows have are sensory friendly. So what that means is that any audience members who might find it a little bit more challenging to sit still or to be in a space where there's sudden noises or perhaps that where it's very dark, that we have made some adjustments to those two shows to make it accessible for all of our kids who might have sensory issues or might be neurodiverse. So we have a few things that we can offer. They're available on our website to see, but some examples might be that we won't have the house lights down completely, that we'll have maybe some bumper seats available if you need a bit of extra room. We'll be careful with our sound, not to have it as loud. And there'll be some visual cues for if there is sudden noises so that audiences can prepare themselves for that. And just flexibility and an understanding that sometimes some audience members might need some sensory breaks and might need to access the foyer and then come back in again. So we understand that and we welcome that because we want all kids to have this experience.
Trying to make the theatre as accessible as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Amy Jamieson, director of The Magician's Nephew, part of the Chronicles of Narnia series. The Magician's Nephew live on stage between October 2 and 12. That's right, school holidays at the Greek Theatre at Marrickville. For tickets and times, joining the dots theatre.com.au. Joining the dots theatre.com.au.
Hope 1032, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
Did you know that God's most common way of speaking in Scripture is in dreams and visions? I'm Tanya Harris of God Conversations. God still speaks in dream visions today, but we don't always recognise it. That's why I've written God Dreams. Drawing on the experiences of the early church and contemporary life, my book explores the nature of dream visions and how to understand their symbolic language. You'll learn to hear God's voice more clearly and that a picture truly can tell a thousand words. Available now at station sponsor godconversations.com/hope.
What do you imagine a survivor of the Rwandan genocide would tell you? At this year's New College Lectures, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri will be speaking on the power of forgiveness and finding peace and healing. For 3 nights, this Tuesday to Thursday, station sponsor New College presents survivor of the Rwandan genocide, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri. These 3 free lectures are hosted at New College on the Uni of New South Wales campus. For more info, go to the events page on the New College UNSW website.
How well do you know your neighbours? Timor-Leste, one of Australia's closest neighbours, is just a 1-hour flight from Darwin. Did you know that Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of the few organisations flying to the country's rural districts? Last year alone, MAF carried out 320 life-saving medevac flights in Timor-Leste, meaning a life was saved almost once a day. Our Lord Jesus calls us to love our neighbours. Will you partner with us in this vital ministry? Visit maf.org.au/TL to donate today.
Station sponsor.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 1032.
I've tasted hopelessness, I know what heartache is, but somehow through all of it, your love remains. I've lived through brokenness, feeling faceless, but I'm not anonymous, you know my name. Your word is a light unto my
Sydney's Hope.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's one thing we got. I was